Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, Erchin, Daf Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi and Daf Chof Tesmed Aleph at the top of the page, Vitzayin. Vitzayin, the Mishnah taught that in those other years, the meticulous people would put down money and say that any produce gathered from here should be redeemed onto this money. Ask the Gemara, why not just label it without the need to put down money? Im Mitzayin hu eich nikra hu tzanua. The Gemara answers that they were acting beyond the letter of the law to save even the willful sinners from eating it. I'm Rabbi Yochan Asid Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Commander Omer, Li'etusei Erev. Rabbi Yochan says that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel follows the opinion that they put down money and make their declaration at the end of the day. The Tani Rabbi Doisa Omer, Kol Masha Yilkutu, Ha'aniim ben Amorim, Hefke, Harihu Hefke. We have a proof from a Tosefta. Rabbi Doisa says that a field owner should declare each morning that anything gathered by the poor unlawfully should be Hefke, and this thereby exempts those crops from Maaseh. He's relying on the concept of Breira, which is retroactive selection, that whatever they eventually take unlawfully will be hefka in advance. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Litusei Erev, Rabbi Yehuda says he declares it towards the end of the day. And the Chachamim say hefka because of thieves is not hefka, as we're not responsible for swindlers. The opinion of Rabbi Doisa that he declares in the morning cannot fit with our Mishnah, because the meticulous people must redeem it after it's collected, since the person cannot redeem something attached to the ground. Rabbi Yirmiyah rejects that and says, no, it could even be according to Rabbi Doisa. Wasn't that law taught by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds that rather than when the money is paid, it's the taking of the Ma'aseh Sheni that affects the redemption, which only takes place later on when they actually collect the produce from the ground. Rabbi Yosi questions Rabbi Yirmiyah, does this fulfill the pasuk and he will redeem his field? Can the redemption take effect when the produce is already in the possession of the thieves? If a person saw a hefka loaf floating down the river and he declared it to be hektish, has he said anything? And Rabbi Yomia, ad da'at makshi li, which is say, lemanda amma v'shachris, kashyasa lemanda amma l'tusei erev. Rabbi Yomia rejects that and says, no, before you question me according to the one who said that he declares in the morning, ask on the one who says to declare it towards the evening. The produce is certainly no longer in his possession at that point. Amale manda isle l'tusei erev, leith le'en kashyasa. Rabbi Yosi said back to Rabbi Yomia, that opinion that he declares towards evening clearly wasn't troubled by these questions, as he must reason that a person may redeem property not in his possession.